Hi, I've like a day now. It's me, Alan Smith, with Wee Buckley Stories of Today's Press and Journal on May the 10th, 2024. So this would have been late mother's birthday day. And, she didn't manage even to get the pension age, but anyway, you know, very special wifey. Anyway, front page paper today is man dies after horror two-car crash on A947. This is a 40-year-old man has died following a two-car crash on the North East Road yesterday. The driver of a white Citroen DS3 passed away after being rushed to Aberdeen Royal Infirmary for the scene of the horror smash on the A947 between Newmacher and Dyce. The Citroen was involved in a collision with a blue Seat Leon at about 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh me, the road was closed for about 7 hours as a full crash investigation was carried out by the bobbies. Sergeant Peter Henderson said there were thoughts with the family and friends of the man who has died. Inquiries are ongoing to establish the full circumstances. He appealed for drivers with dash cam footage to get in touch with the bobbies. The driver of the Seat was treated at ARI for a minor injury. The fire service dispatched two appliances to make the crash scene safe. So, great job at it can be a bit of some funny twists and turns on that road. So, bit of a disaster for everybody involved, but yeah, shame for obviously for the boys' family and pals, and I think not good ever. Now, here's a poll being conducted by P&J, I think, and 93% of folk are in favour of Uber operating Aberdeen service. So, more than 9 in 10 folk went to see Uber in Aberdeen, a new poll has revealed. A survey by Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce found overwhelming local support for the ride-hailing service. It says plans to launch in the Granite City. Sharing their work exclusively with the P&J, researchers revealed their shock at the unanticipated and phenomenal response to their poll, which canvassed nearly 2,500 folk between Monday and Wednesday this week. 93% of them think Uber would be a positive addition to Aberdeen, deeming themselves likely or extremely likely to use the ride-hailing service. Well, why would you need it? It's, in most cities, wherever you travel around about the world now, there's Uber, and it's, personally found it quite easy to use and very reasonably reliable, and, I'm sure it'd be a good addition to Aberdeen, and, save folk hanging about in Cal, frosty nights or nights is piddling with rain, to get an Uber and get away home safe and sound would be a bonus. Sometimes there are folk who said they're waiting for God knows the time to get a normal taxi. Now, here is a coffee outlet spills the beans on price rise. So, the owner of Aberdeen coffee roaster McBeans has been forced to regrettably increase customer prices as it battles with rising costs. It's the first time Brian Milne has had to put prices up since taking over in November 2022. But he said he had reached a point where he could no longer continue to hold prices at their current levels. He said the coffee bean market has recently gone bonkers with increases of between 25 and 35%. Jeepers. The cost of coffee and tea, shipping, utilities and staff wages have all increased, forcing him to pass on some cost to the customer. His modest 3% increase in the price of his coffee has received support from his loyal customers. They would say that. But before it came into force, he posted on social media in an effort to give customers the chance to stock up. Mr. Mellon said, "I was worried about putting our prices up because I didn't want to put any of our customers off. I wanted to let folk in beforehand to give them a chance to come in ahead of the price rises. It was really humbling to hear the comments from folk that really appreciate our product and service." Poor jeepers. So Brian says he employs 7 folk, is confident for the future of the shop. He said, "We have definitely seen a shift for the shop to online, and we're lucky we have that option. The online sales has huge potential for growth. The shop does have a future." So, well, it looks a very swish shop indeed. And, in for buying fancy coffee or anything like that, or tea, come to that. Detlayer Scottish blend, they may find, but obviously a lot of folk like fancier teas and that, so they do a slow keeping business, even we just putting his price up a wee bit. For I'm sure if it was you know, reasonable price to afford, but just the same as anything else, everything's gone up, but takes a long, long time to come back down. Now, there's a guy, state of affairs with money, threatened his wife with a knife after she declined to do the dishes. So, God almighty, a money held a knife to his wife's chin and asked her if she wanted to de after she refused to do the dishes, a court has heard. Ricky Gillott appeared at Aberdeen Sheriff Court for admitted charges related to the physical and mental abuse of his former wife. Well, no surprise, it's his former wife between 2018 and 2023. Fiscal Deputy Georgia Laird told the court that during one argument between him and his then-wife in December 2019, she recorded a conversation in which he threatened to kick her fat ass and slap that look out of her face. And during a struggle between them, the wife states that Gillott is hurting her, to which he replied, "I can, I'm deliberately doing it." During a prolonged argument between the pair on May the 12th last year, he grabbed the wifey by the neck and tried to throw her out to the house. As she turned sideways to get due to his grasp, he then attempted to put her in a chokehold and drag her to the ground while kicking her. What a charmer. He then struck her repeatedly in the back of the head with a closed fist. After the wifey refused to wash the dishes, Gillott grabbed a black-handled kitchen knife in the drawer and held it under her chin, asking her, "Are you intending to do the day?" He pled guilty to one charge of assault and a second of behaving in a threatening or abusive manner. He admitted a third charge of carrying out a course of abusive behaviour towards his then wife. Sheriff Donald Ferguson made Gillott of a Golf Terrace Inch subject to a community payback order with supervision for 2 years and ordered him to take part in a domestic abuse programme. He also made him subject to an electronic tag and put a non-harassment order in place, which means he can't approach his former partner for 2 years. So, well, God almighty, what a state of affairs. Who the heat of the dishes? I mean, almighty, a dishwasher. Again, I mean, that's, they do exist nowadays. And now here is a castle for the crown that hangs up for sale. So this is an ancient castle in the northeast coast, which featured in the popular Netflix series The Crown, is up for sale for £675,000. Dundarg Castle sits in a rugged Aberdeenshire coastline near the hamlet of New Aberdour. The site has a long and storied history dating back to the Romans, who landed here more than 700 years ago. In the 13th century, the castle was used extensively by Robert the Bruce, before it was destroyed in a siege in 1334. Some of the ruins of the old castle are visible in the area. The current castle was built much later in 1937, using masonry for the nearby Free Kirk and chimneys for the original St Pancras station. The castle is featured in the first series of Netflix's popular royal drama The Crown as a royal car passes through the Scottish countryside. Inside, the building retains an ancient castle aesthetic with thick bare stained walls and dark wood beams. The theme is carried throughout the property with dark wood accents, large wood burning fireplaces and Gothic style arched doorways and windows. Entering the hallway, you are greeted with an ornate carved wooden staircase, while stained glass windows provide light into if it could be a typically dark space. There's a massive drawing room with a views out to sea and a large master bedroom with an ornate fireplace. It also comes with 15 acres of land. A listing agent said a quite extraordinary property in so many ways. It's not surprising Dundarg is featured as a dramatic TV backdrop. And it's listed with Savills. If you have a spare £675,000 in your hip pouch, it's all yours. Now, just to finish up with sport as normal, the back page paper today is a Miovski Max Awards shortlist. So this is Aberdeen striker Bojan Miovski has been named on the four-man shortlist for the Scottish Football Writers Association Player of the Year. The 24-year-old Don's goal hero is in the running for the prestigious award, having scored 25 goals in all competitions this season. He's on the list alongside Jack Buckland of Rangers, Matt O'Reilly for Celtic, in Lauren Shankland v. Hert. He has delivered in big games this season, having netted four times in Europe against BK Hakan, twice in Pauk in Helsinki. He scored a goal in the 1-0 via play cup semi-final defeat of Hibs at Hampden. And he also scored the first in the semi-final loss to Celtic. So he has been a fair old cheer for Aberdeen this year, and deserves to be in, be getting a shout of this award, but I think I would be very surprised if he gets it. But, you know, stranger things have happened with Nate Muckle. So, come on, Aberdeen. No, no, that's me done for today. I'm sure we publish the result of today's prisoners or not on Friday, May the 10th, 2024. And an absolutely stutter of a day up in Aberdeenshire today. Fine gentle breeze and very pleasant sun indeed, about 22, 23 or so, something like that they're saying, and the morning's going to be pretty much the same, so we'll soak it up for us we can, make the best of it. But yeah, it's, you know, we're getting a well deserved couple of fine days. It's been long enough coming, but anyway, hope you enjoyed this podcast. Now if you did, please mind and tell somebody, ask them to follow us on Spotify if you can, you'll never miss an episode that way, and you know, there'll be hundreds and hundreds of aliens if that's for the kind of stuff you like. If you can manage that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.